From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. For the past year, the Hechinger Report and State Impact Florida have taken you inside two schools to hear what preparations for Florida's new Common Core-based standards sound like.
Let's look at paragraph two. You're talking about different cultures. And you go
into the standards outline what students should know in math and language arts. When classes begin this fall, every grade in every school will use them. The Hechinger Report's Jackie Mader and State Impact Florida's John O'Connor tell us whether schools will be ready.
The teachers at Tampa's Monroe Middle School, they're confident. They've got a principal and superintendent enthusiastic about Common Core, so they've got a head start getting ready.
A lot of times in education, they put things under different names when it's something you've been doing all along. So I think we're probably doing most of what we need to do already.
It just gives us 10 things to focus on that we've already been focusing on.
That's gym teacher Shane Nipple and civics teacher Tony Corbett.
They're optimistic, but most teachers and school leaders think the switch to Common Core is about the biggest thing in education now. West Afuniak Elementary School in the Panhandle has spent 3 years preparing for Common Core. They still couldn't avoid last-minute cramming. Third grade teacher Casey Atkinson had to wait until May, after the FCAT exam, to teach a key math concept. It wasn't on this year's test.
Area is something that is not covered under the Next Generation Sunshine State standards, but it is covered under the Florida standards that we're going to next year. And so we needed to make sure that they knew area before we sent them on to the next grade so that they didn't have any gaps that they were missing.
School districts in the state have spent millions training teachers for the new standards. Many are taking more summer seminars right now.
Atkinson admits she probably still has a lot to learn.
I think that next year is going to be more challenging because it is full implementation of Common Core. And as much as I think I know right now, I'm going to be probably eating a lot of humble pie next year. Like, oh, I thought I knew how deep I needed to go, but really I don't.
Schools aren't just dealing with new standards.
There's new curriculum, new teaching techniques,
new, tougher online exams.
And schools and teachers are going to be judged on the results of those tests that no one's even seen yet.
West Afuniak Elementary principal, Darlene Paul, says the work will be worth it. She's already seen improvement in students who have been taught using only Common Core standards.
3 years ago, I would have said, no way possible. But we actually have the majority of our kindergartners will be leaving kindergarten. They are writing a paragraph. They're starting their sentence with a capital letter, ending with punctuation. They're reading. It's absolutely amazing what they're able to do.
Now they need to make Common Core work for older students.
I think that is the challenge for us, is that if this is happening in kindergarten, we have to maintain it. We have to keep that rigor alive in each grade level afterwards.
It's a challenge schools across Florida and the country will be taking on this fall. This year, the percentage of third graders who passed the state reading exam at West Afuniak Elementary dropped slightly from last year. But the percentage who passed the math exam increased.
Monroe Middle School improved to a B on the A to F rating scale this year, up from a C. While their reading scores were flat, math and writing scores went up.
For State Impact Florida, I'm Jackie Mader with the Hechinger Report.
And I'm John O'Connor.
And to read the other stories in the series with the Hechinger Report, please check out the State Impact Florida website. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.